All right, we've come to the part of our agenda where we have public comment session. I remind everyone, the procedure of the board is to allow each speaker an allotted 5 minutes, and Secretary Keyes is our timekeeper. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that it's kind of the tradition of the board to listen to the speakers and ask questions if necessary. But I'm hopeful that the speakers would avail themselves after the meeting to talk with board members if there is such a follow-up time team. So we'll start with our first speaker, and that one would be Rick Mitchell. Rick, are you here?
Yes, sir.
There you are. Welcome.
Take me a minute to walk up these stairs.
You must have played football the way you're walking, Rick.
Yeah, most of us walk like this nowadays. I'm an old football player. I'll be 60 in a couple months. Well, the reason that I'm here today, I want to talk about the direction of the athletic department and the current situation with the athletic department, athletic director and football coach. I played football for Bob Blackman and Gary Moeller. I was Gary Moeller's first captain back in 77, I believe. And I'm basically representing former student athletes who've played and basically shed blood. I think a football program, sometimes we get it mixed up. A football program is just not the current players. Football program is made up of former players. It's also made up of future players. It's made up of donors, students, and corporations. So football program is made up of a lot of people. And right now, we're very, very kind of embarrassed what University of Illinois has been doing so far. We hadn't had, you all stress continuity in the program. Continuity really hasn't represented any recruiting success. And a lot of the high school coaches, from what I understand, are not happy with Illinois' current situation. We don't think that Coach Kubit deserves to have a contract, a permanent contract. We think that he basically had an opportunity to win games this year. He finished 5-7. If he'd finished 7-5, I wouldn't be here. Finished 5-7, so we don't think he has a merit to get a permanent contract. We feel that when players get DUIs, players get punished. Coach gets a DUI, he gets rewarded. Illinois is not big on nepotism, but yet and still, the coach hires his son as offensive coordinator, which is a huge position. So we don't think that that is representative of what U of I should represent. And more importantly, at one point, University of Illinois had 60 home basketball games that were sellouts and 27 home football games that were sellouts. Back when the university had 76,000 seats. Now we're down to 60,000 seats, and university is only at 68% capacity. And everybody thinks, well, that sounds good. That was, when I was in accounting, 68 was pretty good sometimes. But 68% capacity in a football stadium means this, that over the last 3 years, we've averaged 130,000 empty seats per year. And what that means is that we played 7 games and only got paid for 5. So that's a lot. Well, average ticket price of $79 per ticket, you do the math. So we are not generating enthusiasm in Illini Nation. Illini Nation is laying dormant. There are, one of the things that I feel is that we've been patronizing former athletes. And former athletes, now, there was a time when I was 18, 19, I didn't know squat. Now that I'm 60, I know a lot of stuff. A lot of former athletes have all over the country in Illinois. We got guys in California. Matter of fact, 4 of the top 6 coaches in Florida high school are Illinois grads. We have coaches in Arizona, California, Texas, all over the country. We have Illini Nation that's laying dormant, and they're not being utilized. We're not utilizing the benefit of our knowledge. We know referees, we know pro colleges, we know pro coaches, we know college coaches, we know athletic directors. And it's time, one of the things that's great about this whole format is I listen to everybody, all the trustees, all Illinois grads, all the people that spit up here, all Illinois grads. When it comes to the athletic department, Illinois grad don't matter. They aren't loyal. They're willing to take our brawn, but not use our brains. It's time for Illinois to start using Illinois people for our athletic positions. It's time. We need to have Illinois people so we can get our university energized, so we can get fans in the seats. I was an honorary captain of the football team this spring, and I told the guys, I said, hey, right now, you guys are a turn the TV off football team. I want you to be a turn the TV on football team. That means I get ready, I get my popcorn, I got my beer, I'm already to get the game. We're down 21-0 in the first quarter. I'm turning the TV off. I'm mad if I'm coming down to Champaign up from Round Lake Beach and I'm spending my Saturday afternoon watching us get beat by a terrible team. I just wasted my time. I'm mad. So I want us to be a turn the TV on university. As a matter of fact, Minnesota hired a football coach without hiring an athletic director. You know why? Because Minnesota was 103% capacity in their football team. Their football stadium was 103% capacity. The winningest team, all the winning teams in the Big Ten this year, Iowa was 89% capacity. That was the lowest. Everybody else is over 100% or 90% or better. So if we get to the point where we have a winning program, we're going to have fans in the seats. And instead of trying to borrow money from the state or get donations, that's just free money.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate your passion. Our next speaker, I'll try to pronounce this correctly, Mateo Uribe. Is that correct?
Well, it's Mateo Uribe, but thank you for trying.
Thank you.
So, yes, again, hi, Board of Trustees, Chairman, administration, staff. Thank you for having me. I come from the University of Illinois Chicago. I'm a senior studying political science, minor in economics and Latino studies. I'm also part of the Fearless Undocumented Alliance, and I joined this group because I specifically am undocumented. So, last spring, this year around, I applied to run to be, just like these three gentlemen here, to be a member of the student trustee. When I ran, I applied, I collected over 250 signatures. I've talked to advisors to get me approved. They know the process. And I turned my application in. As some of you know, I got rejected. I got rejected because I did not contain the proofs that many US citizens can have, such as a voter registration card. But as me as an undocumented student, I cannot register to vote. When it comes to providing a fair voice and representation in the university, all students have to be accounted. When it comes to providing a voice, when it comes to making sure that all students in all three campuses are being heard. Undocumented students face different struggles within the university. Financially, we have to pay full in-state tuition with no state or federal financial aid as of now. We go through emotional struggles trying to balance school, try to balance our own mental health, try to balance activities, our own families at home. Many of us are also first-generation students and communities of color. And also, when it comes to social acceptance of our presence at the university, it has received backlash. Just 2 years ago, we had an exhibit called I Define Myself, Undocumented and Unafraid, and it got vandalized with words illegal all over it. Illegal is used as a word against us, dehumanizing us. We want to make sure that undocumented students continue on and being heard in all levels of the administration, in all levels of the university, because it is fair. So what can the board do? Firstly, I want to thank the president and Jennifer Creasy for being able to take on the initiative to be able to change the University of Illinois Board of Trustees Act to allow undocumented students to provide more reasonable proofs. But there's also that extent that undocumented students need to be heard. For example, the board has to make more initiative to be able to reach out to the students. Definitely when it comes to making like these decisions, it is important for students to be able to come in as well as the board to come out to the university and be able to see how the policies are being affected, how the decisions the board makes affects the student body. We also want to make sure, as right now initiatives are being done, such as the student access bill to allow undocumented students the ability to apply for state scholarships, especially at UIC, U of I, all of the UAS, all of the public universities, such initiatives exist. However, as I explained before, we still do not receive federal financial aid. We still pay full tuition. And we would like to see more initiatives from the board to be able to address these issues. We receive a lot of support from support programs within the university. We will also like to see university administrations and administrations from across all three campuses to continue on and understand what does it mean to be undocumented. We are here, our parents, all of us are here to be able to get an education, and for one day, hopefully, as comprehensive immigration reform will pass, we'll become citizens and continue to become productive members of society. But right now, we need our university's help, and it starts from the bottom up and top bottom as well. We continue on and support the access bill, as it will allow undocumented students, again, access to the state financial aid, and we would definitely like to see more from the board to continue on and being a leading voice for all universities, especially in Illinois, to be an inclusive environment. We always continue on and claim that we are a diverse campus. Let us continue on and serve this diverse campus and its diverse people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, our next speaker is Nasif Qasim. Nasif, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. My name, as was previously said, is Nasif Qasim. I'm also an undocumented student here at UIC and a member of the Fearless Undocumented Alliance. I'm a senior slated to graduate with a neuroscience degree this semester. For this comment, I just wanted to emphasize three things. The guidance and support that is still needed for undocumented students. My advocacy for a system-wide approach to any enacted plan. And I would like to provide a personal lens by looking at problems and solutions through my own pre-medical perspective here in the university. As a junior and senior in high school, I had little to no hope of going to college. Just because I couldn't finance it. And this was despite being valedictorian, despite receiving admission to Northwestern University. Unlike everybody else, I didn't know if I would ever be able to afford a four-year university. And it wasn't until April of my senior year when UIC relieved this anxiety. UIC granted me admission to the President's Awards Program, Honor Scholar Program. So I received free housing and tuition through that. I've done well during my time here at UIC, and I'm likely to graduate summa cum laude, which would be a great accomplishment for me and my family. But again, I've been having those previous feelings that I had in high school. I tried receiving guidance through the African American Academic Network here and even through the Honors College, but both were not completely prepared to support me through this process. I was redirected to a more personal guidance counselor who gave me new hope and new resolve to be able to pursue my passion. Solutions for this problem would include the new push for the undocumented student liaison, and a more effective approach would be the insistence of the Board of Trustees that the administration is well-versed in undocumented issues and in providing guidance. This will do more to alleviate the stress and anxiety of future students. Now, even when I have the motivation and I have the ambition to graduate with a degree, the Association of American Medical Colleges does not list the U of I college system, U of I College of Medicine, as one of the institutions granting admission to undocumented students. I even called today, and the policy is still that you must be a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident to apply. So it is as if the system is willing to make an investment in our collegiate careers, but not patient enough to get its return in investment. As an example, I was granted full tuition and free housing, but undocumented students are ineligible for the guaranteed professional program admissions, which would yield a graduate degree. The admissions policy of the U of I College of Medicine, it provides a clear example of where the Board of Trustees can take action to provide more access for undocumented students, especially since it is a resource that is shared collectively by the university system. This would be similar to actions taken by the University of California system, which clearly pronounces its support for undocumented students. And when this change is made, preparation for students will require a systematic approach to ensure students, undergraduate students on all three campuses are well prepared to enroll in graduate studies. Finally, in the spirit of global reach, societal engagement, and public service, I would like to advocate for the U of I system to consider undocumented students as a marginalized population, a marginalized class to be protected and supported. Even through our barriers, we have demonstrated our commitment to the university system and would like the opportunity to provide our own investment in the state of Illinois. Thank you very much for your time.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks to all three of you and your comments today. All right, it's time for us to go into the section of the agenda which provides the opportunity to provide votes. One is the regular voice vote agenda.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a comment?
Absolutely.
I know we normally don't make a comment regarding this, but I feel compelled to make a comment here to the two young men who presented. Mattel, how you doing? We met, I don't know, about a year ago now and talked about this issue. I think it's worth knowing that the issues that you've discussed that we have mentioned here, and I don't think that it's only President Killeen and others who are supportive of this issue. I think you have people across the university, certainly the chancellors have expressed an interest in this, and at the board level, I don't know if many people know that, but I too was an undocumented student person in this country, and so it's an issue that's near and dear to my heart, and we will continue to try to do the best we can to support you. It's a complicated matter, as you know, and we're not going to have an immediate solution tomorrow, as you undoubtedly know, but it's something that we're going to work on and hopefully continue to move that needle forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate
Mr. Chairman,
that.
On that same line.
Yeah, Jim.
Do we have someone undergoing some kind of a study that can allow us to be fully informed as to what may or may not be done in this regard?
You know,
we've been looking at the situation of undocumented students. So we're in strong supporters, you know, Matteo, with the access bill, which is a legislative step, and also looking at ways to move the statute so that the trustee situation can be remedied. All of our students are our students. But I think we've got some deeper insight maybe from these questions and comments today that perhaps we'll take a fresh look at a more systemic approach.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? All right, very good. Thank you again.